world blows up.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show. On My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
That would have made a good fair t-shirt.
What? Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. Well, put that...
Or like air horn in between asterisks.
Well, we will put that... We should put that in our tickler file.
Yeah.
I love that this. Tickler file. Mm. Happy Friday, everybody.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Okay. Bradley.
Yes, ma'am.
Why would today be any different than any other day on the Colleen and Bradley Show? We must start with a conversation about one. Britney Spears.
Britney Jean Spears.
What's the latest and greatest?
Yeah, we don't even need to get the Cobra Gang together, I guess, because, frankly, here's the thing. It is clear. There's not a mystery to solve. It is clear that if you take the story we talked about yesterday and add it to the story I'm about to tell you, there is a calculated move on the part of someone other than Britney Spears.
Okay.
To make it sound like everything's fine. Ooh. It's fine. There's nothing to see here.
Okay, so example. How do we know this?
Thank you. Because I said, take the story we did yesterday, which I don't remember off the top of my head, but the conversation we had yesterday was about sources.
That a source told People magazine that she's really liking the developments so far, yes. And she's happy to be driving again.
Exactly. Oh, look at this. There's another source talking to E.
Oh, you don't say.
Well, we know that because that's what E told us, but also it's an exclusive, which generally means in the parlance of the Colleen and Bradley Show.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Britney Spears is relieved and hopeful about her future amid conservatorship battles. So then you go through all this falderall, but you'll get to a point where they quote a source speaking directly to E! News. Quote, since Britney spoke out in court, things have changed and become a little more relaxed.
Hmm.
She's gained more independence and control over her life. She feels like a big weight has been lifted and that she's free to speak her mind. She is relieved and hopeful about the future for the first time in years. Okay, that's... Sounds kind of basically like what we heard yesterday, right?
Right. And it sounds like it sounds a little too like happy ending.
Well, yeah, it sounds a little too press release-y, right. If you ask me,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Which is not, by the way, what her Instagram is sounding like.
No,
not at all.
And we're going to get to that.
Right.
Promise you me.
Stick a pin in that.
Promise me you. They go on, and this is the part that I think is particularly delightful and necessary to bring to all thine attention. Quote, she's enjoying doing her Instagram posts without any editing. She loves spending time on her dances and being creative. She feels fulfilled and satisfied knowing that she can use her voice however she wants. She can finally do and say whatever she pleases. She feels like there are people in her corner. Blah, mm-hmm. blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Back it up. Excuse
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's enjoying doing her Instagram posts without any editing.
Mm-hmm. This is from the conservatorship. This is coming straight out of the mouths of the conservatorship.
What was my thesis?
This has come out of somebody's mouth, but the name Britney's.
And that name has to be the conservatorship, right? Because who else would it be?
Which is interesting because what you see now is a pivot from what they were doing before, which is trying to make her look as unhinged as possible.
Yeah.
Now that the public has heard her and we're all like, hey, down with the conservatorship. The conservatorship is like, how do we make it seem like everything is just fine the way it is so that we can try to build a case to maintain the status quo. Am I on to something? Is that what you were thinking?
You are exactly where I was when I read this story. I was like, okay, well, like, you can't even do this well because who says things like, she's enjoying doing her Instagram? Like Britney's sitting around
she
going,
loves
you know
dances.
What I like? I like... Or actually, it has to be like, hey, guys, you know what I like? I can't do
sexy
Britney
baby.
Well.
You have to do sexy baby.
Hey, guys.
There.
You know what I like? Ooh, I like.
Sorry. That was my sexy baby.
Sexy She's, baby.
I enjoy doing my Instagram posts without any editing. Also, Nobody says that.
Right.
What also proves the point that Britney Spears' social media has been handled to the nth degree.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Gives it all away.
Oh. Yes.
Let's talk about that, shall we?
Let's.
You brought it up. Let's just go there. Because in addition to the fact that we now know somebody on the inside of the Britney Spears conservatorship is trying to make everything seem like everything's fine. Can we please take a look at her most recent Instagram post? Thank you very much. Turn there now.
Okay.
Boop. 7,840,000 views on a video of Britney Spears doing admittedly what she does all the time.
Right. Nothing different. It's a different location in her home.
Yeah.
Right. She's not twirling in her foyer.
As a dancer and a professor of dance. Mm-hmm. At Dance College America, can you please explain to people what she's doing?
She's doing like a really interesting sort of hip isolation. Some occasionally with some head swinging, and then like a little like hip rounding, and then some like. I mean, she's dancing. She's just grooving.
Yeah,
she's just getting her groove on.
Here's what I think as a layperson when I watch this. Here's a person who knows how to or has done a lot of dance routines mm-hmm. in her life and has a lot of routines stored up in her brain.
Yeah.
And she's just free-forming.
Oh,
and
big
what's
time.
What's coming
this is,
out
yeah.
is just like little bits and pieces of all sorts of routines she's probably done over the years,
yeah.
right?
So yep. she's just moved by the music.
Particularly organized. It's just, it's also very, and I know this is a thing you really want to pay attention to. She likes to like,
it's really pants. It's pants pulley downy, mm-hmm. but not all the way downy.
She pulls her pants down a lot.
Which now, I have a whole thing about that. Stick a pin in it.
Stick a pin in that because now I want to get back to, and I don't know, Holly, if you have any Britney Spears Instagram post background music, because I'm not going to read this whole thing. I think you would all essentially turn off your radios because it is long. Mm-hmm. It is probably one of the longest posts she's ever done.
It's really long.
I mean, it's really long.
Yeah.
But if you will indulge me, mm-hmm. I actually think I would like to do this two ways. One way is I'm going to start reading. Mm-hmm. When I stop reading, I would like you to continue reading.
Oh, okay. That way, this is fun. It's like church. Go on.
Yes. And this is
or an AA meeting.
This is the caption that's on the video of Britney Spears dancing.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, yes,
All
yes.
Right, here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
A little music. So, what do you guys do to keep your dreams alive? Just curious, because at this point, I'm not sure it's a good idea to listen to advice from some people. Yesterday, I realized all my tennis shoes were gone. I like them because I dance 3 hours most days and my feet hurt, so I put tennis shoes on so my feet feel nice. Well, all of mine are old, so I ordered 4 new pairs, and then they came in 5 weeks ago, but they were all too big, so I've been without them for a very long time. So when I woke up yesterday and I remembered I had done, I pulled a Carrie Bradshaw and ordered a bunch of new shoes online. My assistant's humbling approach, why don't you just see what you can find in your closet, did not work anymore. I choose to blow, and guess what? My feet are soaring these days.
I'm not going to stop buying tennis shoes and heels ever. Tennis shoe emoji, heel emoji. And I'm not going to settle. And considering the other day I said I feel like I'm just getting here, that's an understatement. It's been a while since I drove alone. And let's just say a different ball game, because I'm not sure this stadium is going to be anywhere near America. Here's me dancing to Pumped Up Kicks after cleaning my real living room with no TikTok, but a real grandfather clock that has a hidden door that you can hide in. I know, I'm a kid at heart. After cleaning my cherry floors, I did my own version of play and cleaned up with my new Pumped Up Kicks, literally. And look, I'm flying.
Maybe I'll just nice and plant here, keep my dreams alive by thinking and visiting Saint-Tropez with Cher and eating ice cream. She was one of my favorite singers as a kid, and I love to dress up as her. And thinking about having a six-pack like J-Lo. Lord, she's so inspiring in her new video. Again, this is me with hope, love, and intention. By the way, I do intend on going to the ball after I clean my house.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
That's all.
Kudos us for getting that out in record time.
All righty. Well done.
What are we to make of this?
I mean, listen, here's the thing. I just think she's stream of consciousnessing. And
like William Faulkner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's been a while since she's been able to speak freely on her Instagram. And what we're getting here is a little peek inside her.
Do you think?
I don't know.
I
actually think this is edited.
I mean, one of the greatest mysteries of all time. When I go to the great hereafter, mm-hmm. I will ask.
Mm-hmm.
Who were those captions on Britney's Instagram written by her?
You know, listen, my gut feeling is that that one was edited.
Yeah, but remember,
she's so happy.
She's enjoying doing her Instagram posts without any editing. I guess I live in a world where all things are possible because I don't know. I just have such a hard time. I'm always very like column A, column B. Like, well, on the one hand, mm-hmm. I could see a case where she is just kind of like doing her own thing. And she's just writing and going with it. But is she doing it on her phone and posting directly to Instagram, or does she put that in an email?
I don't know.
And send it to the gal, and then the gal's like, I have to copy paste that? Like, how does it? It's so weird.
I don't
and
understand.
Weird is the right word. It is not a judgment, it is very stream of consciousness. Mm-hmm. I think that's the truth. And I guess you could kind of pick apart the different meanings in there. Like, there's no punctuation that makes any sense. Mm-mm. So it's hard sometimes to figure out what she's actually saying, you know, because she started out by saying, what do you guys do to keep your dreams alive? I'm just curious at this point. I'm not sure it's a good idea to listen to advice from some people. And then she goes into the tennis shoes thing.
And the beginning part of it, I'm like, I'm here for that conversation. Can we continue with that? But then we started going shopping for tennis shoes. And
I was like, maybe is she
and
saying
then there's
like,
a vacation
just
with Cher
in your closet? But yeah, then she ends up in Saint-Tropez with Cher. And I'm sure Cher, knowing Cher, is like, cool.
Yeah.
Let's go, Britney.
Yeah,
Cher tweeted, loves this. Actually.
Did she? What did she say?
She was like, when Britney is free, we will go to Saint-Tropez and have all the ice cream she wants.
Oh, and I believe that. That's the thing. Yeah, I'm stuck with this one because I do think they have not given up control of her social media yet. And so it is entirely possible that they are letting, because from what we understand from the, I think it was from the Ronan Farrow piece, mm-hmm. was that the posts that are made on her behalf,
yeah.
by CrowdSurf, which is the firm that was hired to manage her social media, are oftentimes her words, but they've edited them.
Sure.
And so I think that we've heard some of her actual words, and then they've also been, and I think it all has to do with how the conservatorship is trying to make themselves look, right? So if indeed we're hearing these stories play out in the tabloids that say, oh, look, she's fine, everything's fine, nothing to see here, and then we're getting this served up to us, it's supposed to make us question things. And we're doing
which
that.
Which is doing a great job. I mean,
yeah.
That's why like the news reports and the Instagram side by side create a dissonance that is hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that means, honestly, but we will continue to watch it and mm-hmm. talk about it.
Yeah.
And try to make sense of it, because what else are we going to do?
And I just need to really quickly say my piece about the pants pulley
downy. Oh, yeah, what was the pants
it's
pulley
so
downy
quick.
Thing?
It is so quick, but it is one of
she
those.
She does that a lot in her videos.
Yeah, and what it makes me feel like is that I feel uncomfortable because you see what it looks like when a 40-year-old woman, right, she's 40, has been I mean, when you watch that, you think of the years and years and years and years and years that she's been sexualized, and that was all pushed by her father, right? Like, she's been doing the pants pulley downy thing since she was a teenager.
Well, there is to that point, there is a stunted growth thing with Britney. Like, mm-hmm. she seems to be, and which is totally understandable, because whether you've had trauma in your life, whether you're like an addict, whether you're like, there are many instances where you just, how do I, let me, this
like,
is a long
it's called arrested development.
Arrested development.
Yep.